We're going to start recording now, and we're going to talk about the names of Allah, three of them, that Zainab just erased. Al-Qadir, Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir. Al-Qadir, Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir. I think it's a Q. Al-Qadir, Al-Qadir, Dir, E-R, Al-Qadir. Yeah, that's fine. Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir. Okay, these names, yes. All these names mean that Allah is able, Allah is super able, Allah is the planner, Allah is the super planner. You got it? So they all mean Allah is able, Allah is super able, Allah is planner, and Allah is the good planner. Okay? Or the one able to execute his plans. So the first thing, Allah is able, Allah is super able, Allah is planner, Allah is the one who is able to execute his plans. Got it? These are the meanings. Those are the meaning of these words. Now let's take examples so that we can understand. In Surah Al-Mursalat, which is Surah number 77, Ayah 20 to 23, Allah is saying, Allah wants to show that He is able. By the way, before we get into the examples from the Quran about the name able, let me explain to you something here. That is Allah able to do anything? Yes. Is He able to do everything? Yes. However, does Allah do everything? No. Why not? Because some stuff are not appropriate for His Majesty, right? So Allah make rules and follow these rules. Among the rules that Allah made, that He's not going to ever do something that undermines His ability or basically not appropriate for His Majesty. Got it? So be careful there. Because they say, can He create a rock? Is He able to create a rock that He can't carry? Because Allah is the able, the super able. So they tell you, is He able to create a rock that He can carry? And they are, you know, catch you both ways. If you say, He can create the rock, then He can't carry it. Or if he carry the rock, then He can't create it. You got it? So both ways, if you do one way or the other way, it will mean that Allah is unable. Okay? So Allah is unable. So Allah can do everything. However, He will not do things that is not appropriate for His Majesty. Does Allah follow rules? Yes. Who makes the rules? Allah. Good. In Surah Al-Mursalat, verse 77, Allah wanted to show you His ability as a creator and His ability as a planner. So Allah starts saying what? Haven't we created you from a water that is so, you know, unclean sort of? A water that comes out of sensitive places that are not clean at all. We created you from this water, and this water came down to the stomach or the womb of the mom, which is protected. The womb is the mom, is protected. And then we have put it there, the baby there, or the fetus there, we planned it so that to a specific period, which is 9 months, right? And we have designed, and we are the best designers. Or we plan, and we are the best planner. So that talks about how Allah created us. Another
example in the Quran about the use of the name Qadir, Qadir, Muqtadir is Al-An'am, verse 65, that Allah says, threatening you guys, threatening the believers, because they disobey Him. He said, He is able to bring you a punishment from above you. What would be a punishment from above us? Thunder strikes, right? Or rockets in the modern days, rockets. And from below you, from under you. What's under us? The punishment from under us? Earthquakes, mashallah. Earthquakes. And, or mines. In modern days, we say mines, okay? And He can divide you into sects, divide you into groups that hate each other. So that's civil war, right? That's another punishment. Civil war is really a bad punishment, really, because you're eating yourself. You're killing yourself. Okay? And then in Al-An'am, Surah 6, Ayah 91, Allah says, the Jews said that Allah did not send any scripture. Allah didn't send any books. Allah didn't send any revelations down. Who's saying that? The Jews are saying Allah did not send any revelations where? Down. So Allah says that they have not appreciated the ability of Allah the way it should be appreciated. Okay? For He has done that. He has revealed to you the Torah. You got it? And this is another ability of Allah. All these examples of ability and planning are all over the Quran. Another example in Surah Al-Hajj. In Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the creation of a fly. Creation of what?
Fly.
How miserable is the fly?
Peanuts.
Small. Okay. Yes. Yes. How miserable is the fly? Very small, very little. So Allah says, if you guys all gather together, can you build a fly? No, you can't. So that's the challenge. You know that they analyze how the fly maneuvers? The fly maneuvers in a very, very, you know, amazing way. It goes like this, and then this, and this. It makes a lot of direction changes and turns in an amazing way. Did we ever come up on an airplane that can do this? No, there is no airplane that is able to do this stuff of maneuver. Yes, airplanes can do fast, quick maneuvers, but not like the fly. Another thing about the fly, which is scientific miracle, Allah says, if the fly takes away from the food, then they will not be able to retrieve it. They will not be able to retrieve it. And this is scientific miracle because they found out that before the fly eats food, it spits enzymes on this food, chemicals on this food, so that the food breaks down into simple elements. And then she eats that. You got it? Because she doesn't know how to digest the food inside. So she's sort of digesting the food outside. You got it? So it spits an enzyme and then eat that piece in particular. Now Allah says, if the fly will take away from the food, can you bring it back? Allah is saying, can you bring it back? Still, the fly dissolved your food, disintegrated your food, so that she can eat it. Can you bring back the food that she disintegrated? See the ability of Allah? And then the next ayah Allah says, they have not appreciated Allah the way He has them appreciated. Appreciate His powers, His ability, His designs, His plans. SubhanAllah. Okay? They have not appreciated Allah the way He is to be appreciated. In Surah Az-Zumar 39, verse 67, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have not appreciated Allah the way He is appreciated, for He subhanahu wa ta'ala, the earth and the day of judgment, the earth would be in His hand, like this. This the earth would be in His hand. And the heavens, the seven heavens are folded. And they are folded like you fold the paper. You know how to fold the paper? You don't? Okay, Zainab. Okay. Then another example of the ability of Allah in Surah Al-Qamar, verse 54. Allah saying that they have sent warners to the pharaohs. He have sent warners to the pharaohs. So when they disobeyed and when they rejected, we destroyed them, for we are very able to destroy. For we are very able to destroy. So we destroyed them, the people of the Pharaoh, when they didn't listen to the message. Another example in Surah Al-Qamar, where Allah is saying, that's beautiful, beautiful verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that believers are in heavens, enjoying rivers of heavens, swimming in the rivers of heavens, and they are close to the Lord, which is the able, the most able. He promised us Jannah, and He's able to fulfill His promise. He promised us if we worship Him, He's going to give us Jannah, and He's able. So Allah is able, Allah is super able, Allah is planner, Allah is super planner. And He plans and He's able to execute His plans. You see, the ability. And then in Surah Al-Mursalat, again, about our creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, our creation is well planned. Our creation is well planned, and we are the ones who planned, and we are the ones who planned well, and we are the ones who can execute our plans. His plans. Okay. Another ayah in Surah Al-Mu'minun 23, from 93 to 95. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praying to Allah, says, Ya Allah, don't make me among those non-believers. Don't make me among those Arab lords, arrogant Arab lords. Make me away from them. Don't group us together. Don't gather us in the same group. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't worry. I promised them hell, and I'm able to fulfill my promise. Okay? So Allah is able to fulfill His promise. Give them hell. Another ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah is talking about the taking the lights, taking the vision and the hearing of the bad guys. And then Allah says that He is Qadir, He's able to do it. And Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 106, Allah says, if we bring an ayah, we can override this ayah. We can abrogate these ayahs. For Allah is able to do everything. You see? Another example also in Surah Al-Baqarah 109, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, wait, give them time. Give them time and wait, and treat them well, the bad guys. And treat them well. And we're going to punish them at the end if they don't listen. For I am able. For I am Qadir. For I am able. And then there's another ayah. There's another story about Ezra. You know Ezra? Prophet Ezra? He was the last prophet before Prophet Jesus. Before Prophet Isa. He was the last prophet. So what happened to him? He was passing by a village. Very old village. And what's left of this village, there's nothing but ruins. Ruins. It's just ruined village. Abandoned. So he looks at it and says, oh, how could Allah? Not how could Allah. How would Allah bring this to back to become a real life? To bring real life to this village where it's abandoned and nobody's there. So Allah told him, Allah made him sleep, he and his donkey. Allah made him sleep for how many years? Huh? It's 100 years. And he woke up after 100 years, he saw that his food is the same, his donkey is the same, and he is the same like 100 years ago. So Allah said, now you can see how I resurrect you. I've resurrected you after 100 years. And one nice thing about that story is that when Ezra came back home, now he had a home, right? So when we went back to home, they assumed that he's dead. So they inherited the home. His children inherited the home. And then his grandchildren inherited the home. So now he goes back to his town and he wants to claim his home back. They said, no. He said, this is my home. They said, no, we got it. It's ours now. You can't just take it away from us. See the funny part about that story? Now you don't talk anymore. Okay. Other examples that in the ayah that you just memorized today, okay, at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He owns everything in heavens and earth, and He is able to do anything. He's able to do everything. Okay? Another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran is saying that Allah can give power. And royal, Allah can give royal power to the ones whom He wants. He can take away royal powers from the ones He wants. For He is able. For He is the most able. Which is Qadir. Qadir. And then Allah goes further into Surah Al-Imran and says that if you hide what's in your heart or you show what's in your heart, Allah knows it. Do you know that Allah knows what you're thinking about now? You know that? And then Allah says, whether you hide it or don't hide it, Allah knows it, knows about it. For He is Qadir, for He is able to know things like that. Okay. The kingdom of heavens and earth is in the hands of Allah. For He is Qadir, for He is Qadir, to do everything, able to do everything. And then in Surah Al-Kahf, verse 45, Allah is saying, give them the example of this life. Listen to this. We think of this life as everything, right? We think of this life as everything, right? And we appreciate this life and love this life more than the hereafter. And we work hard for this life more than we work for the hereafter. So Allah, in order to wake us up, Allah is saying, this life is nothing. This life is like a flower. How long the flower lives? Short period of time, and then the flower dies, right? And then the flower is beautiful like this life. But when you eat it, it's what? Is it tasty? Tastes yuck. So Allah says, this life is just like a flower, okay? And then Allah, in another ayah, Allah said that this life is just like in the fall, dry leaves fall on the ground on the fall, right? And then what happens to the wind? Blow it away. And He said, this is life. This is life. Where are the people who died 100 years ago? Where are the people who lived and died 200 years ago? Where is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Prophet Muhammad is alive among us because of his sunnah and teachings. But let's say, where is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? Where is Ali radiallahu anhu? Where is Fatima radiallahu anha? Where is Abdurrahman al-Dakhil? Where is Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan? Where are those people right now? They are dead, right? So when the king of death came and deported them from their life, okay, they were deported to a life that they didn't build. Just imagine with me. If Donald Trump is going to say all Muslims should be deported, and he deports us back into like deserts or jungles or wherever he deports us, okay? But you can't take anything with you. Because you're deported, you can't take anything with you. You did not invest anything for the hereafter, for the life to come. You did not invest anything for the life to come. Okay? It's like if Trump If Trump decided to deport you, if Trump decided to what? Deport us to a land that we have not built anything in it, to a land that we did not invest anything in it. Because you're deported, he will hold your money and he will hold your property. And just basically, whatever you're wearing, the one shoes you're wearing, the clothes that you're wearing, you're deported with this. And this is the only thing you can take with you. Now, what happens when you're deported there? Okay. You have nothing, right? Why? Because you did not invest any money into this place, right? And this is exactly what happens. When the angel of death comes and deport us, get us deported from this life, you go to a life that you did not do anything. You did not build anything in it. Okay? So when you're deported, okay, you better, let's say the angel, Allah warned you. Allah said you would be deported in 60 years. You would be deported in 40 years. You would be deported in 30 years. You will be deported. Sooner or later, you will be deported. The ones who lived 1,000 years, where are they? Like I was watching a movie about Prophet Nuh, and they were, a guy died, so they were sad and say, oh, this person, let's say call him X person, this X person died young. He died when he was 982 years old. Yes. At the time of Prophet Nuh, people used to live over 1,000 years. So they say he died young. He died when he had 982 years only. So you imagine that? Okay. So where are these people? Let's say if Allah will give you, Sudaba, 1,000 years of life. What happens after those 1,000 years are over?
You die.
You die. So it is eventually, even if Allah give you 1 million years of life, what happens? You die. It doesn't matter how long, it will end. And you chase after money, you chase after power, you chase after luxuries, but you're not aware what are you getting yourself into. Okay? All right. Now, I will ask you, after I give examples from the Quran, I will ask you to come up with your own examples about that shows how Allah is able. The ability of Allah. Give me examples.
Yes, ability to guide the ones who want to be guided and misguide the ones who want to be misguided.
Exactly. He's able to do that, right? Okay. What else? How about Allah's the planner? Huh?
He's able to start the day of judgment.
He's able to start the day of judgment. You know, in Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said something very, very amazing. Allah says that the people say Allah can't bring people, dead people, back to life. That's the bad guys, the Arab lords. They say Allah can bring us back to life. And then what's the evidence they're using? What's the evidence that they're using? They're saying, look at our fathers. They are dead. Did they come back? No. How about our grandfathers? They were dead. Did they come back? No. Okay. How about this? How about that? Be dead people. Did they come back? No. So they say, based on that, they say, Allah can't bring back people to life. What would you think the best response from Allah? Huh? Yes, Allah responded to this logic, to this sick logic. Allah responded to this sick logic that he can't bring back people to life. What was the response?
That he has rules, and that basically if he brings one person back to life, then everyone will want to come back to life, and then the test won't work properly because people are getting second chances. Because if a disbeliever dies, they for sure know, because Shaitan is gone, they know that Allah's rule that if they come back, then they will start worshipping Allah and then be fair and...
Yes, but Allah used very simple logic.
And the day of judgment, he will bring everyone back. So.
Yes, Allah used very good logic, similar to part of the one you said. Allah said, who made heavens and earth first? Who made him? Who made the heavens and earth? Who is the maker? Allah. He said, I am the maker. Now, would I be able to bring it back? If I showed you that I have created this life and this earth once, is it hard for me to bring it back to life? Isn't it easier for me to bring it back to life because I had a previous example, right? I had a previous example, and then I just need to recreate the example, right? So Allah is saying, if I have shown you an example, look around you, who created this? Allah. Then why do you think he wouldn't be able to create it again? Look at the lock. The guy from Surah Yasin, he brought a piece of bone, dead piece of bone, and then he crushed it into his hand. When he did that, it converted into dust. Then he said to Prophet Muhammad, Muhammad, you're telling us that your Lord can bring this dead bone alive? The response from Allah was very simple. Tell him that the one who made it, or who made it from nothing, is able to make it again. Duh. The one who made it the first time, he is able to do it again. All right? Even again is easier, right? Because you have done it once, like you're practicing math. When you solve the problems the first time, okay, it's not as easy as when you solve it the right second time. So you solve the problem the second time, Safa, it becomes easy to create it the third time. It becomes easy to create it the fourth time. Do you understand? Okay? So it's easier to repeat things. Come over here. One of you, here, come over here. Okay? He's able to create it again. So Allah says, he gave us an example, and he forgot his own creation. He said, who is going to bring this back to life? Tell him, Muhammad, the one who brought it in the first place, is able to make it back to life. Just like when you say, how could Allah bring Prophet Jesus without a father? How could Prophet Jesus don't have a father? How come he came back to life? Okay? I'm sorry. How come he was made without a father? Then what would be the answer? What's the simple answer for the people who are wondering, how could Allah bring Jesus back? How could Allah make Jesus, create Jesus from without a father? Huh?
Allah created the system of birth and reproduction. You can only change it.
Yes, but there is a much simpler answer than this. Okay, Adam, did he have a mother?
Mm-hmm.
Did he have a father?
No.
So, isn't that harder than having a mother only? Right? Which is harder? Having no mother, no father, or just having a mother only? Yeah. So the one who created you from no father and no mother is able to create you from just a mother. Actually, it's easier. At least you have a mother. And this is why we tell the Christians, our cousin Christians, the ones who worship Jesus and say he's the Son of God because he doesn't have a father, then we tell them, if this is your criteria, worshiping God because, okay, if this is your criteria that you're worshiping Jesus because he doesn't have a father, then let me tell you something. Why don't you worship Adam? Right? Adam didn't have neither. Right? So why don't you just worship Adam? You got this part right? Okay. Then, let's continue. Give me examples about the ability of Allah. Yes. Allah is able to give power. Like, for example, Saddam Hussein. We have seen that power. What happened to his power when he was like the most powerful person in Iraq and he was scary, nobody could mess with him, he was tyrant, he was bloody, you know. Then what happened to him? Suddenly he's a prisoner. Who made him? Who made it for him? In such a way that he goes down from the very top to the very bottom. So, who has made it that way? Allah. Look at the Namrud. The Namrud. You know the Namrud? He's the one at the Prophet of Ibrahim. He said to Ibrahim, sitting on the throne, Ibrahim, tell me, who is your Lord? So Ibrahim said, my Lord is the one who creates life and death. He said, I can create life and death. Yes. Exactly. He got one in the death row and he spared him. And then he got someone who's living in luxury and then he killed him. So Prophet Ibrahim didn't want to argue with him. Because Prophet Ibrahim, I think he would think that this guy's stupid. And most of kings are really stupid.
He would kill someone else.
So yeah, he didn't want him to do that. So he told him something easier. He said, Allah is able to bring the sun rise from east. Can you make the sun rise from the west? So it's like, huh? So that's, he could not match that. Okay? So, see how Allah, then how Allah destroyed them. Him. Because he said, I'm the God, everybody should worship me. How did Allah destroy him?
Something bugs that in the
spirit. Exactly.
And then the only way that stopped
him was hitting him on the head. See how miserable it is? Just a mosquito, Safa. Just a mosquito. And then went into his brain, and every time it buzzes, he doesn't feel comfortable until they hit his head with the shoes. Allah is able to do that. Look, Allah wanted to show us how miserable is he. So he planned such a death for him. So, anything else about the ability of Allah? You know the guy who owned the two gardens in Surah Al-Kahf? He said, I own these two gardens and there is a river running between these two gardens. I am the one who owns them and no one can destroy them. And even no one ever can destroy them. What happened? Because Allah is able, he did not believe in the ability of Allah to destroy his gardens. And what happened? Did Allah destroy his garden?
Yeah.
Yes. Then he started crying and he said, I know Allah's Qadir. I figured out that Allah's Qadir. So before, he used to say, he can't destroy my gardens. Now, after his gardens are destroyed, he say, Allah is Qadir. Allah is Qadir. So Allah is Qadir, Qadir, Muqtadir. Allah is what? Qadir, Qadir, Muqtadir. Both, all three mean Allah is able, Allah is super able, Allah is a planner, Allah is super planner. And Allah who plans and is able to execute his plans. Because we can make plans, you know, Sudama can make plans. But she can't keep up with her plans. She can't execute her plans. Like she plans to go to Disneyland. And she couldn't go because she couldn't execute her plans. Is that the case with Allah? If Allah make plans, is he able to make them come true? Yes, he's able. Yes, he's able to bring them back to you. Can you give me one last example of how Allah is able? One last example about the ability of Allah. Huh? Okay. All right. You guys can leave now. Thank you, Zaini.
Ready? Sit down.
I'm just going to cut this off and then go.
She's coming back. She said that she brought her food here, and she said she's coming back.
Okay.
So you can wait for her outside.
I'm just gonna wait for her here.
Okay.
I think she's at my classroom, but I don't think so.
You wanna draw on the board?
Mm-hmm. I came with my friend Jenna to go look at the office to see if her baby captain was there, but it wasn't. And we saw her mom and her dad at the office. They work there.
Mm.
Look, if I could get this chair there, that would be great. When is Jesus going to come back? I thought she should come back by now.
Yeah, I think she's coming back soon.
I was waiting for you. I was going with my friend to help her look for her kitty cat. Thank you.
And everything? Alhamdulillah. Everything good?
My pizza?
Pizza. Did you have the pizza? Pizza. Did you eat the pizza yet?
Pizza?
Are you going to my room?
Huh? Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Can I eat it?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I ate breakfast, so.
Oh.
Can't eat anymore until lunchtime.
For the sisters.
All right, we have everybody here. Okay. Okay, we are going to continue learning about Surah Al-Baqarah. Who remembers what we talked about in Surah Al-Baqarah last time? Do you remember what we talked about last time, Safa, in Surah Al-Baqarah? Yes, what is in Surah Al-Baqarah did we talk about?
The Musa Islam, and like how they were the cows.
Okay.
Like worshipping on the golden cow.
And like yes. How they had to slaughter like a particular type of cow.
Okay. Yeah, what else? We talked about how the Surah Al-Baqarah defined four groups of people. The first one is?
Believers, non-believers, hypocrites.
Hypocrites, that's right, and then Jews. And then we talked about how Jews disobeyed the Prophet and then Allah blamed them for the mistake of their ancestors because
they had the same intentions.
The same hearts and same intentions, right? Because they knew Prophet Muhammad more than they knew their fathers, more than they knew their children. All right. Maham. There is a hat that you wear under the garment, under the hijab. White one, like this. Yes, like that. But it's it goes under the, yes. Just like that, like a hat. So that your scarf doesn't slide and show your hair.
Are you
okay.
Recording?
I'm gonna start recording. Remind me. Oh man. I'm still